Pascal, Bruce. Thank you.
Thanks, Stu. Hello, everyone. I'm Bruce Peterson. I'm the owner of Grande Exhibitions, and I started my Leonardo da Vinci journey probably about 5 years ago, where I saw an opportunity to really bring to life and under the one roof the depth and breadth of Leonardo, because it had never been done before, believe it or not. There have been many exhibitions on Leonardo, but they've always concentrated on a particular aspect of his work, be it some sketches and drawings, or obviously his famous Renaissance art hangs in the finest galleries around the world. But no one had ever looked at the full genius of Leonardo, and that's what this exhibition was really about. So I went to live in Italy to work with the Italian artisans for 12 months to bring the centerpiece of the exhibition in its early years, which were the inventions that you see out there. Now, I'd like to be really clear with something for everyone when you write. They're not reproductions, because there are no originals in existence. They're being brought to life by the Italian artisans for the first time. Now, the Italians studied Da Vinci's codices and writings, and Da Vinci wrote in a very particular way. Most of you would know that he was left-handed and wrote from right to left and in mirror image writing. But he also wrote in a very old Florentine dialect, and he also wrote in his own version of shorthand. And it was really to assist him to keep up with his brain whilst he was trying to detail down all his thoughts and concepts. Most of what you see was never ever built by Leonardo. He only left behind a small number of pieces of art and a legacy of concepts and ideas that he felt very, very frustrated about at the end of his life, that his life amounted to very little, because none of it, or very little of it, was actually brought to fruition.